はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 156. Mr. and Mrs. Unlucky Smith. 夏子さん。
Yes.
Today again we have a new person joining us in the studio.
Welcome, 幸子.
Thank you, 夏子. Glad to join the show.
We are really happy to have you here.
Now,
幸子さん, can you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, in a nutshell, I grew up in both the US and Japan, so luckily I didn't have to go through all the grinding of the studying, but...
Really encourage our listeners.
That's a good point. Well, I studied Japanese just like everyone else out there. My mother had to tutor me every single day after school, but it was a piece of cake. I loved it, and now I really, really think it paid off. Did you hear that?
See what a little work can do?And that's what we're here for. We're going to help you get to your goal. We're going to help you become fluent in Japanese. And Sachiko is here to help that.
Glad to help. Thank you.
Now, Sachiko-san will be joining the team. And Sachiko-san brings something very, very interesting to the table. Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Can you ask Sachiko-san what dialect of Japanese she speaks?
Sachiko-san は何弁を喋るんですか?
実は私、大阪弁を喋ります。
それは素晴らしいですね。そういう人を待ってたんです。
ありがとうございます。
Osaka dialect. We have had so many requests for this. And finally, someone who can speak it.
All right.
Yes, a lot of listeners out there are saying that too right now.
Great.
Yes, Osaka native.
We've been waiting for this day, Natsuko-san.
Yes, at last.
So, Sachiko-san, よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いいたします。
よろしくお願いします。
Oh, she's even outshining us with politeness level. Now, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
また怪我したの?足はどうしたの?
今朝自転車に乗っていて、車にひかれて骨折したのよ。
一台だけ?僕は昔、暴走族に次々にひかれたことがあるよ。
一台だけじゃないの?
いいえ、違います。全員でございます。
じゃあ、あなたの勝ちですね。
ありがとうございます。
でもある日ね。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。また、怪我したの?足はどうしたの?
今朝、自転車に乗っていて、車にひかれて、骨折したのよ。
一台だけ?僕は昔、暴走族に次々に惹かれたことがあるよ。
一台だけじゃないの?
いいえ、違います。全員でございます。
じゃあ、あなたの勝ちですね。
ありがとうございます。
でも、ある日ね。
次は、英語が入ります。
また怪我したの?足はどうしたの?
You got hurt again? What happened to your foot?
今朝自転車に乗っていて、車にひかれて骨折したのよ。
I was riding my bicycle this morning, and I was run down by a car. The bone is fractured.
一台だけ?僕は昔、暴走族に次々にひかれたことがあるよ。
Only one car?A long time ago, I was run over by a whole gang of hot rodders, one after the other.
一台だけじゃないの?
What? Not just one?
いいえ、違います。全員でございます。
Nope. The whole gang.
じゃあ、あなたの勝ちですね。
Alright, you win.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
でもある日ね。
But, there was this one day...
幸子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか?
ものすごく面白い話ですね。
あ、そうですか。あ、気に入っていただけてよかったです。
車に轢かれたことはないんですけど、人間に轢かれそうになったことあります。
You haven't been hit by a car, but you were almost hit by a person?
Run over by a person, just this morning.
Wow.
How?
I was walking down Shinjuku and this woman rammed into me. She was in a hurry. She rammed into me.
Oh, at the station?
At the station. Ah. Just a couple of hours ago.
So if that's the case, I've been hit by a person many, many times. Natsuko-san, can we say 人に引かれた?
Well, we usually don't use it.
But of course, we get the meaning here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it makes for a nice joke.
Yes.
All right, Natsuko-san, let's move on to today's vocabulary.
Okay.
First word.
引く
To run somebody over. To knock someone down.
引く引く
Now, Natsuko-san, this kanji,
mm-hmm.
the kanji for 引く
Oh, I can't write this.
This is a pretty interesting character, though.
Yes, right.
You have to stop by JapanesePod11.com to check out this character. Because this is not your everyday character. This is a really interesting one.
Pretty complicated.
Pretty complicated. Now, the verb 引く,
mm-hmm.
the one with the bow radical. Now, that one is really easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people actually make the mistake of using that character when they talk about being hit by a car.
Oh, yes. It's like, maybe like kind of substituting.
Yeah. But stop by JapanesePod11.com and really check out this character. I'm going to have to check the kanji close up myself for this one.
Yes.
Next we have.
骨折 Bone fracture. 骨折骨折 Sample sentence, please.
腕を骨折しました。
I broke my arm.
Sachiko-san, have you ever broken a bone?
Yes, I have. Two elbow bones, actually, on Friday the 13th. This is a true story.
Oh, my God.
13日の金曜日 in Japanese.
Elbows?
Two elbow bones doing gymnastics. And they went...
Gymnastics?
I was taking gymnastics class.
Wow.
And then it was the year I was turning 13, too, to make it more freaky.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, I never exercise now on Friday the 13th. Never.
Better not.
No, Sachiko-san, how can we ask Natsuko-san, okay. has she ever broken a bone in Japanese?
Okay. Natsuko-san wa 骨折したことはありますか?
いいえ、ありません。
You haven't. Lucky you, Natsuko-san.
Yes.
Don't you want to join the club?
No, I'm a careful person.
Okay. Next we have.
次次 In succession, one by one.
次次
次次 Sample sentence, please.
次次と問題が起きた。
There were problems one after the other. Next.
全員
All members, all hands, the whole crew.
全員全員
Sample sentence, please.
週に一回は必ず家族全員で食事をします。
Once a week, we always have a meal with the entire family. Next.
暴走族
Club of rabble-housing reckless driving delinquents.
What a definition.
Sounds like a hot rodder to me.
暴走族暴走族
例文をお願いします
友達は有名な暴走族の一員です
A friend of mine is part of a really famous hot rodding group
Now let's talk about this a little bit 暴走族、
mm-hmm.
Now, Sachiko-san, have you seen any?
Yes, and I have a great name for it too They're typically called pararira Because of the sounds they make on their motorcycles. They go pararira, pararira, pararira.
Yeah, they make so much noise.
And tell us a little bit more about this pararira.
Pararira. They drive around in a big group of 20 or 30 really late at night, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., down the highway, and wakes everybody up in the neighborhood. And they make that sound, pararira, pararira.
Right.
Yeah,
not a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. And like sometimes on the news, like you see these people... attacking police officers.
That happens, I guess.
Attacking.
Or
maybe.
Like the cars, like, you know, the police kind of escort them.
Yes.
They don't really interfere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not like, I guess, in the U.S., kind of some famous police departments who are notorious for getting right in there and breaking things up. The police kind of escort them along the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they lash out at the police cars with sticks or something like this.
I've heard the general public try to intervene. Some people throw things at them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they get really... The hot rodders take out their revenge on them, so it's not a good consequence, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so where can one see these people if one wants to see these people?
Right? Maybe Yokohama?
I think if you want to be sure, go driving on Chuo Highway on the New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they have a big gathering near Mount Fuji on New Year's Day. So there are a bunch of them heading towards Kawaguchi-ko and nearby.
Lake Kawaguchi?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, you seem quite familiar. You know a little bit more than the average person.
Very suspicious.
Hear
me, hear me. I was going on skiing on this day. I didn't notice it's the great gathering day. So I happened to be caught between these Bosozoku groups.
Oh, no.
With my ski on the roof.
Oh, no. Were you okay?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my
fortunately.
Goodness.
I can imagine.
They did nothing to us, you know, general skiers.
Oh,
they had no business.
Poor little Natsuko-san in the helpless little car.
Yeah, I was so surprised. What's happening here? I just want to go skiing.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, and they were doing paradida, paradida, paradida all the way.
What time was this? Is this early in the morning?
Yeah, it's midnight.
Ah, probably why.
All right, Natsuko-san, thank you for that great story. Okay, let's get into today's grammar point. Natsuko-san, what is today's grammar point?
Passive again.
And this time we have a verb that ends with the syllable?
Ku.
Now, again, we're talking about class one verbs here. And previously we introduced verbs that end in su. Then last week we introduced one that ends in mu, fumu, to step on.
Mm-hmm.
With Japanese verbs, the dictionary form always ends with the syllable from the u column.
Mm-hmm.
For example, damasu. The last syllable is su, which, of course, comes from the u column. Then we had fumu, which again comes from the u column. Mu, step on. And in each of the previous cases, we went from the u column to the a column of the corresponding row. For example, fumu became fuma, and then we attached beiru. Damasu became damasa, and we attached beiru. Now, Natsuko-san, what's today's verb one more time?
Hiku.
Now, what are we going to do here? Jump back to the A column.
Ka. Hi. Ka.
And attach.
Reru.
To be hit. To be run over.
Hikareru.
Okay, more about this inside today's PDF. So stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, in addition to the PDF, we have the Learning Center, the online Learning Center, to really reinforce what you learn in the lesson. All right, Natsuko-san, that is going to do for today.
It was really fun.
Yeah, thank you again, Sachiko-san.
Thank you.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
See you tomorrow.
じゃあ、また明日。